You are listening to a sermon from MCA Church. To learn more about our community, head online to mcachurch.ca. Thanks.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is different, isn't it? But excited to be able to bring God's word to you this morning. I'm happy that Marcus has stepped off of camera because we did a video earlier in the week and I looked like a dwarf next to him. So I've kind of committed to not be on camera with him just for the sake of my own self-esteem. But I want to preach God's word to you today. There are times when we need a conversation and there are times when we need to hear the word of God declared. And so we actually want to do both of those this morning, but I'm going to begin by preaching a sermon. And so in some ways it feels strange to be preaching through a camera, yet God's word pierces hearts and it can pierce the internet too. And so I'm going to preach a sermon. Then we're going to have a song where I'm going to just invite you to soak in the words of the song. And then beyond that, Marcus is going to lead us in a prayer time together where you'll be praying with people in the living room with you. And if you're on your own, you pray as well, joining our hearts together, though we're in different places across the city. And then after that, we're going to have a time of conversation where we invite you to type into your chat some things that you're thinking, or maybe some scripture that's come to your mind, or a story. And Marcus and I want to have a conversation with you as best we can in this technology. But let's, grabbing my Bible here, let's turn to God's word together. And I'm going to be in one of the Psalms, so I invite you to find your Bible. But before we get there, let me begin with this. The last few weeks have taken us by storm. There's no doubt that has happened. And there's no need to deny it. The storm had been rolling over other parts of the world, but now that storm has rolled onto our shores here in our own city. And I wonder how the storm has hit each of you. My parents were on their way home from Mexico last week, and I was anxious to have them safe at home. And so I called my mom when she arrived in the Vancouver airport to see how the flight went. And she described to me how the whole flight home, she was sitting next to a few ladies from Europe who were coughing all the time. And it caused anxiety in me. They're at home now in self-isolation and they're doing well. But the storm rolled onto my shore. I was at the grocery store this week and a good deal of the shelves were completely cleared out. Empty shelves where there used to be tinned food and toilet paper. I've spoken to dear friends who are facing layoffs and other retirees who are just as anxious about their financial futures. I got an email from a close friend of mine who is a respiratory physician at two hospitals in the Lower Mainland. And her appeal was to all of us to self-isolate at home because the hospitals are beginning to see the exponential curve of the COVID-19 virus. A storm has hit our shores. There is no point in denying it. And I wonder how you've been affected. I want to lead you into a psalm this morning that we all need to hear. It is a psalm that is all about the God that we love and follow, the God who is over the storm. And so I invite you to turn with me to Psalm 46. And it's interesting to me that this actually was the second sermon that I ever preached here at Mission Creek Alliance Church. Psalm 46. Hear the word of the Lord, people of God. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let's pray. Jesus, this morning, as we enter into your life-giving word, we pray that we would experience Jesus afresh and anew. Reorder our lives, Jesus, around what is most real. We pray your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, notice how the psalmist describes the storm. He describes it as a world crumbling apart. Look at verses 2 and 3. The psalmist speaks about an earth that gives way and mountains that fall into the heart of the sea, waters that are foaming and mountains that are quaking. Sometimes the storms that come in life, they feel that way, don't they? Like the world as we know it is unstable. Like things are falling apart, spiraling out of control. Whether that be our jobs or our finances, our health, our security, our futures, or even the simple things like the rhythms of our daily life. And now I have no doubt that each one of you in your own way has felt what the psalmist is describing here. Like the world that we are used to living in has somehow shifted. It's unsettled. And it's a real disorienting feeling. Yet, I want you to see particularly how the psalm begins. I want you to see the foundation on which this entire psalm stands. This is crucial for us as the people of God at a time like this. Mark this, church. The psalm does not begin with the storm. It begins with God. It begins with a proclamation of who God is. Listen again. God is. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Before the storm, God is. Let me say it again. Before the storm, God is. We can't miss this, church. It is the reorienting perspective that we need in a disorienting time. Before the storm, God is. My wife Gina and I, we started watching a show called Jack Ryan earlier this week. It's a really entertaining show. I love it. But the problem is Gina fell asleep partway through the first episode. So when we went to watch it again the next night, she was completely lost. Maybe this scene is familiar to you. She kept turning to me and saying, "Who is that person again? And why are they together now? I thought he was a good guy." You know what I'm talking about, don't you? And the point is, you can miss a vital part of the story and be totally lost and confused, disoriented. And the most important part of your human story is that it starts with God. If you miss that, we can be completely disoriented and lost. The most important part of your day is that it starts with God. And if we miss that part of the story, we can be completely lost and disoriented. Before the storm, God is. God is before all things. And we see it all throughout the scriptures. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Revelation 22:13, God says, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Before all things, God is. The story of your day, it begins with God, not the storm. And we need to reorient ourselves to this reality, because there is a God who stands above the circumstances that we are facing. Now, I don't know about you, but I start most of my days by reaching for my phone on the bedside table to look at the news. And given the headlines of these days, it means I start most of my days facing the disorienting storm. But lately, I've been intentional to start my day a very different way. I've been reading a psalm and paying attention to the God who is being revealed through his word. You see, these days, I'm being intentional to start my day facing God, who reorients my perspective. Before the storm, God is. Tomorrow, don't start your day with the headlines. Start it by reflecting on who God is. Read a psalm. Pay attention to the character of God that is being revealed in the psalm. And let the truth of who he is precede the storm. Let the truth of who God is reorient your perspective of reality. Because before the storm, God is. In Psalm 46, it begins by telling us who God is. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength. A refuge is a shelter in the storm, but not just any shelter. It is a shelter that is stronger than the storm that comes against it. God is stronger than any storm we will ever face, which means he's the only shelter that is worth running to. He's the only shelter strong enough to provide the rescue and the peace that we really desire in life. God is our strong refuge. Yet, in this present storm, many of us are running to find rescue in things that simply cannot give us the peace that we long for. Some are seeking refuge and peace through a freezer stocked with food. Perhaps you saw the video of the Lake Country couple that went to the grocery store and cleared out all of their meat and put them in a freezer for themselves. Though it's extreme, it is an example of how we seek refuge from our present crisis by stockpiling stuff and simply looking out for ourselves. It's the wrong refuge. Others of us are seeking refuge in information. We watch the news more than is required, constantly, obsessively. A friend told me that his parents, each day, what they would do now is sit in front of the TV and watch updates on the COVID-19 crisis. And when one channel stopped reporting that news, they would switch to the other so they wouldn't miss a beat. See, some people seek relief from their anxiety by keeping on top of the recent developments, by having all the right up-to-date information. Yet the constant flow of information only adds to anxiety. It's a false refuge. Others of us seek refuge from a form of escapism, turning to destructive habits, like drinking or internet use, to find peace in the storm. They are a refuge that is doomed to failure. Church, pay attention to the places that you turn for refuge, because only God can satisfy. God is our refuge and strength. He is the only refuge that is strong enough to bring the peace that we actually long for. He is our refuge and strength. And the psalmist goes on. God is also our ever-present help in trouble. In trouble. You see, God is before the storm, but we need to understand that God is also in the storm with us. He is our ever-present help in the trouble that we find ourselves in. And perhaps today you need to reorient yourself to the God who is ever-present. Ever-present to you. God is ever-present to the anxious and the worried. He is ever-present to the laid off. Ever-present to the sick and the frontline care workers. God is ever-present to the lonely and isolated. He is ever-present to your kids and those people that you care about the most. God is our ever-present help in times of trouble. And so what we all need more than anything, what we all need is to be awakened to the presence that is always with us. What we need to learn is how to see God in the storm and receive the help that he offers. And how do we do that? We pray and we worship. Those are the means by which we are awakened to God's ever presence and help, prayer and worship. So, church, let's pray together and let us worship. Let's pray and worship like never before. We're forced to because of the means we find ourselves under. Let's come fully alive to our God who is ever present. Our ever-present refuge and strength. Every Wednesday, we'll be holding an online prayer gathering at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. I call you, church, to make it a priority, to join other people of MCA Church community as we cultivate lives that are fully attuned to an ever-present God who actually wants to help us. Let us pray together. And let us pray with our friends. A few days ago, my family did just that. Gina and I and the kids, we gathered around my computer and we called into another family that we know. We shared about the challenges we were facing. And then together, we turned our hearts to Jesus in prayer. And in that moment, I believe that our eyes were opened to God's presence and his help. Church, let us pray like never before. And let us worship. Sing songs in your homes. Take time to give thanks through the week. And join us like this on Sunday mornings as we awaken to the ever-present God who helps us in our trouble. And so this is how the psalm begins. Before the storm, God is. And in the storm, God is. But I want to leave you with how the psalm ends. It ends with a word about what God ultimately does. Verses 9 and 10. Listen. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." The psalm ends with a picture of the God who will surely bring peace to the storm. He breaks the implements of destruction. He commands chaos into order. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. This is a famous line in the Bible. I suspect many of you know it. But I want you to know today that it is more than a call to simply quiet ourselves down in a quiet place and give attention to God. It means so much more. It is the Almighty God confronting every person and force that stands in opposition to him and the life that he brings. And he calls them to stop, to be still. The final picture in the psalm is a picture of God who silences the storm. And you know how he does that? Through Jesus and the power of Christ. You see, this is precisely what played out that famous day when Jesus fell asleep on a fishing boat with some of his disciples. You remember the story, it's in Mark 4. The wind and the waves began to roll over the boat and fear set in. The storm was upon them. And these seasoned fishermen, these veterans of the sea, they began to panic because the storm was more than they knew how to handle. And afraid for their safety, the disciples looked to Jesus for help. And Jesus is sleeping. And so they shake him awake and they say, "Jesus, don't you even care if we drown?" Jesus picks himself up, moves to the front of the boat, looks into the eye of the storm, and he says, "Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." And the disciples are gobsmacked. Who is this man that even the wind and the waves obey him? Well, this man is Jesus, God in human flesh, the one with the power to silence the storms of life and bring about God's redemptive purposes in the world. There is no storm that will ever overpower him. Not even death could hold him, for he lived and died and rose again. And when we put our trust in him, when you entrust your life to Jesus, you can experience peace and rest in the storm, just like Jesus did on the boat, knowing that victory belongs to our God. Before the storm, God is. And in the storm, God is. And through the storm, God will take us. Let's pray. Jesus, you know what every heart needs in the room where they sit. We turn ourselves to you, the one who has the power to calm the storm. You are our strong refuge and help and strength, our ever-present help in time of trouble. Lord, reorder our lives under your care, trusting in your provision, living into your love. Make us the people of God once again. And we pray these things, Jesus, in your name. Amen.